This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How come they have it so easy? That emotion, that thought, that feeling in the heart of jealousy is a major transgression against Allah and the tradition of the Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala condemns those who look towards other people's lives and underestimate the blessings that they've been given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the one who has this hasad, this envy, this covetousness, this desire to have what other people have, that they measure their success and worth by the measuring stick of other people, that they're always looking and they want to keep up with others. They want to keep up with the Patels or the Ibrahim families. They want to keep looking over the fence. Well, what do they have and why don't I have it? How come they have an easier life than I do? How come they get better grades? How come their parents seem to do this for them? And what you don't know is what you don't see. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has caused for us to be like chameleons where we shift and hide things from each other. And you may look at a person thinking that they are in the most happy state of mind and comfort. And subhanAllah, they can walk into any store, buy anything. They have fame and fortune and fashion and everything is at their disposal. And it seems like the world is in their hand. And then you wake up one morning and you find that that person found life so unbearable that they could not live another day and hurried their own death. May Allah protect you and I from this. Allahumma ameen. Don't ever judge another person and another book by its cover. Don't ever look at someone having something in one aspect of their life and assuming that the rest of everything and that which is behind closed doors is good. Rather, focus on yourself. Appreciate what you have. Enjoy the contentment that Allah has given you. And what you're missing out on, know that there are other things that you're not appreciating. And when you look towards others with that envy, covetousness, jealousy, you're actually showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you're not appreciative of what He's given you, which is a transgression against your belief in fate. And that shows that your belief in qadr has diminished, that Allah gives good and evil to whom He wills, how He wills, that the major choices in your life are not in your hand and destiny. You couldn't choose what era you would be born in, what color your skin would be, what family style you would have, what nationality you would be born into. None of those decisions were given to you, but you're asked to make the best of your life according to your own obey away an ability, not by living somebody else's life and dreaming of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns even our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In Surah Taha, don't let your eyes look towards what splendor of a flower in bloom we've given to them. It's like a flower, it's bloom, but what happens to it? A day or two in a week and it whittles away and its leaves fall and it's done and it's dust. It was just blooming, fragrant for a few little moments. Nobody's life is ever happy, complete, and full of satisfaction all the time. And for you to assume that everybody has what you don't have and you want what they have and you've shown contempt to Allah by not appreciating the blessing you have, be prepared that Allah may test you by removing the goodness from your life that you underestimated. May Allah protect you and I from this. Don't transgress against the boundaries of Allah by being a person who covets and is jealous of the achievements, successes, and possessions of others. May Allah protect us from this. Allahumma ameen.